The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi.
Hi, Jerry.
I just heard the kid talking about dad was rather boring, and I wanted to...
No, I don't think he said it was boring. He said it was aggravating.
Well, about the same.
No, boring is much easier than aggravating.
I want to give the elderly side.
Okay.
Okay. You get old, you can't drive anymore, so you're stuck at the house. Then your kids are probably living clear across country. Your friends, your family have all died except one or two kids. And you're lucky if you maybe have one friend. So you sit in the house day after day after day after day by yourself. TV is the pits.
Yep.
All the movies, are remakes of stuff you've seen 30 years ago, and they get worse as they remake them. So when son comes over or daughter comes over and they ask how dad is, dad tells them what aches and pains they've got. That's the only news they have.
Yeah. Well, it's the focus that they have as well.
Yeah, and then after that's through, they ask son or daughter how the grandkids are. Well, when they get done with that, what else have they got to talk about? You know, son and daughter don't come to see them often. There's nothing really to talk about.
Well, my dear,
that's why old folks are
cranky. Yeah, well, I agree with you. But so let's look at what your options are there. I mean, presumably, I think you're right that it's getting old is not for sissies. On the other hand, I mean, aren't there? Can you get out? I mean, you may
if
not
you
have
can't
a car.
Drive. You're screwed. You can't go nowhere.
Well, you can get a bicycle. You can walk. You can do a carpool. There's all sorts of service. There's buses. There's public transportation.
I was told that, and I tried that. Tried to get a hold of the outfit. I ended up with Rochester Hills in Florida.
Well, but Jerry, I don't want to listen.
Nice.
Jerry, you sound to me like a really smart, kind of angry woman with a lot of time on her hands and a lot of energy. And I just hate for you to sort of get that isolated. I agree with you. I think television will rot your head as quickly as anything I know.
Oh boy, that's for sure.
So the point is that there are classes, there are buses, there are church organizations, there are places that will come and pick you up and take you to places. There are senior citizen centers. You pay taxes, and part of those taxes go to supporting people at times in their life when they need it, whether it's transportation or food or medical care or whatever, or housing. And I just think that what I can see you doing is taking that anger, and instead of sort of being furious, which I think you have a right to be, that you focus it, you get organized, you get a whole bunch of people together, and you go, talk, make a fuss, have a sit-in or a knit-in at your congressman's office, that you go and make sure that there are activities for you, that there's food for you, that there is entertainment for you, that there's transportation for you. Don't give up on what you feel that you're owed, because I agree with you. I think you're owed it. The problem about our society, especially these days, you don't holler, you're not going to get, because there's so many people hollering. So holler. And I think hollering at me is perfectly fine. I mean, I don't object at all, but I'm going to be limited in my abilities to sort of swoop down and say, okay, here's the person to call. But you're smart and you have resources. Do you have access to a computer?
No. I did computers when you punched holes in them.
Well, but Jerry, computers are so easy now that they will, I mean, they're easier than a typewriter.
No, that don't work. My eyes are going.
Jerry, don't do this. Don't do this to me. Don't do it to yourself. Don't give yourself reasons why you can't do something. The computer keypad has not changed since you typed, since you learned typing when you were in junior high school. So, and there are all sorts of machines that can make things larger. They're actually talking machines. And if you call up your local resale store, they will give you a computer. Because people, in fact, if you call up your local recycling place, they will give you a computer. Because that people are upgrade every 10 minutes. And what do you do with the old parts? Give them to you. What do you care? You get a pet. Jerry, don't do this to yourself. And I know that there's going to be a part of you that's going to hang up the phone and say, she doesn't know, she's not old. Not yet. With any luck at all, I hope to be. And if you think I'm going quietly, you haven't understood who I am. I'm going to take my umbrella and say four-letter words on the subway. But get out there. Go take a walk around your block. Go, you know, go knock on somebody's door and say, hey, look, the next time you go grocery shopping, I'd like to come with you. Don't go quietly. Don't sit in front of that stupid television set. Don't allow yourself to atrophy. Call up the local community education place, community college, and say, look, I want to study art. I want to know, you know, can you set a bus for me? Because community colleges quite often have buses. Go get you can get reduced fares on stuff. You can go to the movies. And if you have a friend who still has a car or has a kid who has a car, call up the local college and say, look, you know, I send some kid over with their car and I'll pay their for their gasoline and buy them lunch. Don't give up on your life, Jerry, because it's all you've got. And you're smart and use that anger. And I want to... Mike, I want you to get Jerry's phone number because I want to talk with her in 1 week. Because, Jerry, I have the sense that if we just give you a shove in the right direction, you could be a real force, and a real force not only for yourself, but for people like you who are not as articulate and not as smart and is not as able to communicate. And they need you. They need you to say, hey, you know, we're not going quietly. We may be old, but we're not stupid and we're not done. So, Mikey, you get her number because I'm, you know, Jerry, I want to talk with you in a week and hear what you've done. All right? Do not give up. And don't give up on my trying to figure out what soda I was talking about. It's Sierra Mist, which apparently somebody figured out for me. I knew it was two words, and I knew it was clear. I think they have different flavors. I think they have lime, and they had raspberry or something. And I was at a party, and somebody had it, and it was diet. So it was clear is better because it means there's no color in it. So all right. So can we go back just a second, Manny, to the last contagion because there were. It was, read that for me again. One was laughter. And I've told this story before of being at a spa where they would have everybody lie down on the floor and you would put your head on someone's stomach and the next person would put their head on your stomach and the first person would start laughing. And it's absolutely irresistible. It's a great party thing. It's probably a thing to do before everybody's completely, you know, blasted out of their skull. Because then they won't be able to get up from the floor. But it's a great thing to do, and it just makes everybody cheerful. It's really fun. All right, so that's number one. So I think laughter is contagious.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, if you ever heard a baby laugh, everybody in the room ends up laughing. Or at the theater, when one person... I was trying to remember what I was at that had kids in it, too. And this one kid just was so... tickled, and when that kid started laughing, everybody else's started laughing as well. So I absolutely agree with that. Okay, then what were the other ones? The other two were a little more negative. What were the other two?
George said, or he said laughing, and then he said, and the abuse of discretion or power.
Yeah, I'm not sure it's contagious, but there does seem to be, you know, and hopefully it's not. I do agree that the, you know, that absolute power corrupts absolutely. But with the internet and cameras and, you know, I would like to think that that's a little bit more of a stabilizing influence because I think people assume that the rules don't apply to them, but they probably have stopped assuming that the cameras don't apply to them. Somewhere there's going to be somebody with a camera. And I would hope that that has stopped a little bit of the spread of arrogance and entitlement and abuse. that people who, although that's, as I was talking I'll tell you what about it when we come back, about the whole idea about the destruction of the middle class and the problem that that is for democracy. I'll tell you about that when we come back. We'd love to hear from you. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you. Guess what? The trail goes even deeper. When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy than you've ever been before. Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. toolsforfreedom.com.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call
Joy.
It's kind of weird. We were talking about fluoride yesterday because I had said that I lived in Denver, and there was a referendum about putting fluoride in the water, and it was hugely controversial. And somebody finally measured the natural fluoride and found out that there was actually more fluoride in the water naturally than they were talking about adding. So, but there's a story today that they're calling for less fluoride in tap water. And the reason that they're doing it is for exactly the reason that that I knew that there was fluoride in the water, is that you get white spots on your teeth, which I actually have. And they're very strong, and I have very little cavities, very few cavities. I think I only have two. I have little funny-looking teeth. My mother had beautiful teeth. She still has beautiful teeth, but they were very soft. She had a huge number of cavities, she has a bridge and whatever. I have funny-looking little tiny teeth. I mean, they're not that horrible. I don't look like a little mouse or something, but they're strong, but they're spotty. So the idea is that they've been adding fluoride to water for about 50 years because they're saying it prevents tooth decay. 70 years ago, they discovered that people who was drinking water naturally had fluoride, had fewer cavities. Grand Rapids, Michigan was the first city to add fluoride to its drinking water in 1945, which would be 70 years ago. 6 years later, a study found a dramatic decline in tooth decay among kids. So then they ordered it water fluoridated. 75% of Americans get fluoridated water. It's still somewhat controversial, but now they've decided, and for a while, since 1962, there were different recommendations about warmer climates as opposed to cooler climates. The idea being if you drink a lot of water because it was hot, that you had 0.7 milligrams per liter of fluoride added. In cooler climates where people drink less water, it was almost double that. It's 1.2 milligrams, and then they've now decided that people drink the same amount of water regardless of where they are. So they're not doing that. It's one of the interesting questions that I would have is, since so many people are drinking bottled water these days, I wonder, and obviously bottled water is not fluoridated. I would assume it's not. Doesn't say it is. What they're saying now is that the amount of fluoride in water is okay, but you shouldn't use fluoride toothpaste for kids under 2, and only a little tiny bit of fluoride toothpaste for kids 2 to 6, and don't use fluoride mouthwash. In other words, just don't overdose on it, which seems kind of sensible. All right, I was talking earlier about contagion and about mob mentality, but we had the story that we did earlier this week. I guess it was last week, because it was Trevor. And we were talking about the contagion of your friends getting married and having kids, and he gave kind of a nervous laugh. I think he's not quite ready. So I could hear the nerves more than the laugh. All right, so we asked, what behaviors do you think are contagious? Can you think of any behaviors that you think are contagious, Manny?
I can think of a few, but I don't want to say them because they're on the some of the responses. So I don't want to kind of spoil the...
You don't want to step on somebody else's line?
Right, exactly.
All right, I'm just trying to think. All right, what other... All right, so since I have no idea what the responses are, I can sort of... let's see. We already mentioned marriage, and we mentioned babies. I think divorce that can be contagious. If somebody in the group, especially if everybody thinks they have a good marriage, gets divorced, I think that... that other people sort of begin evaluating their own marriages. So I think divorce can be contagious. Obviously we have a negative example, both I guess a negative and a positive example in Baltimore, that over the last night that we had rioting behavior, which I think can be contagious, rioting and looting. And today we have cleanup behavior, which I think may also be able to be contagious. And smoking behavior, monkey see, monkey do. If everybody in your group is smoking, I think drug use can be. Drinking can be. I suppose that any behavior, that's what we mean by peer pressure, is that it's somehow that if someone in your group or several people in a group that feel strong enough, with whom you feel enough association, begins doing a behavior, it becomes more difficult for you to resist that behavior. So I suppose the issue is that any behavior can be contagious in some ways, except good manners. I think good manners can be contagious. That's what it says on the subway. Good manners are contagious.
This is true.
So are flu germs, I guess. All right, let's see what people say.
All right, we'll start with Annabella. And Annabella actually says one of the ones that I was going to say. She says, yawning. She says,
that's a good one. That's a very good one.
She says, I swear it's more contagious than a cold. And I think she's 100% right. I mean, it's whenever you're sitting in a room with someone or sitting at the
table
and somebody yawns, it just, something just triggers. And you, for whatever reason, yawn yourself. It's crazy.
I think that's a very excellent one. Yeah, and there is some, and what you do when you yawn, just in case you care, which probably no one does, is you liberate surfactant.
Yeah.
So the idea about yawning is that you're actually making your lungs more available to oxygen. And the idea being that you're tired, and that's why you yawn. And so by liberating surfactant by yawning, you're making your lungs more efficient.
Yeah. Marquita says, smiling, speaking highly of others, speaking negatively of others, and using unique phrases.
That's true. It's really easy, isn't it, to pick up. What was one I was doing? John Wayne, a little, not Little Missy. What was the, that he used? He used Pilgrim, but I'm trying to think. Hot damn. I for years used, because everybody around me used hot damn. I wasn't even sure exactly what it meant, but. All right, fair enough. Good perceptions. All right.
Margaret says, let's see, all good and bad. Children watch and learn. Speak and behave accordingly.
Wait a minute. Read that again. That seems...
Okay, I'd read it wrong. She says, all. Her response is all. Good and bad. Children watch and learn and speak and behave accordingly.
So you're saying that all behavior is contagious.
Yeah.
Maybe. The question is under what circumstances. It's an interesting perception that basically any behavior could be contagious. And the question is under what circumstances. And under, for example, I'm just trying to think of a behavior. I've seen behaviors that I thought were not the least bit contagious and were absolutely bounded. I've seen somebody hit a kid in a store, and the group sort of came around and said, this isn't okay. So I suppose the behavior of somebody saying, no, you can't, you can't hit your kid, can I help you? My thing is not saying you can't hit your kid, my kid is, can I help you? It's just stopping the behavior. But no one else slapped their kid at the same time. So I do think there are behaviors that we sort of instinctively don't replicate, and ones that are probably easier to replicate. But your point is well taken. Context may matter. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Naomi? I hear you there. Naomi, get to the phone.
Hi.
There we go. Okay.
Sorry.
That's okay. I know when you're hungry, you're hungry. We're all hungry today because we gave up lunch.
All right. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I'm calling you regarding my 6-year-old son. Me and his dad are a little bit concerned about his behavior, and I just would like to get your opinion to see if it falls within normal guidelines or not. Really.
Okay, how many kids do you have?
I have two. I'm a six-year-old, two boys.
And how old's the other one?
Turning 4 in June.
Okay. So what's the behavior you're concerned about?
He seems to be really immature for his age. I'll give you some examples.
Okay.
For example, he does a lot of goofy baby talk often with his brother, even though, and which he still calls him my baby brother. We tell him he's not a baby, but he does a lot of baby talk and he laughs about it uncontrollably. Then he still does some bathroom talk. We talked about it, but he still does it. He'll say some word and he would keep laughing about it. He'll make up words. I know these are all like.
How does this kid do in school?
He's okay. There were some changes. I changed his school. He's in grade 1 right now. I changed him to French school, and he went through a little bit of transition the first month.
Why did you change him?
Because I liked the school, and I wanted him to learn French.
You live in Canada?
Yes.
Okay, so how long had he been in the other school?
The new one?
No, the old one.
The first one, 2 years, kindergarten.
And then when did you change him to the new school?
This year, September this year, for grade 1.
Was he happy about the change or not?
Yeah, he loves the school.
Okay, so he's doing well in school, or not so well?
He's doing okay, he's average.
Okay, but the teachers aren't having a disciplinary problem with him or anything?
The first month when we first started school, I did get a few calls about his behavior, mainly was for attention or some inappropriate behavior, like hitting a friend in the playground, things like that. But lately I talked to her, she said that he's doing much better.
Because I think that's what he's doing at home as well. I mean, I think, look, he went from being, he was stressed because, do you stay home with a four-year-old?
I'm sorry?
Do you stay home with a four-year-old?
Yes.
Okay, listen, let me help you understand the world from your six-year-old's point of view.
Okay.
Number one, I used to be the king, and now I've got this crummy little brother who gets attention. And he gets attention from being a baby. So you know what? If I act like a baby, maybe I'll get attention. Duh. Okay. So that's part of six-year-old.
But he's very jealous of his brother.
Duh. I mean, of course he is. Number two, or number whichever number we're on, you know, I was okay in school. I was King Tut at school. And all of a sudden, I got moved to a different school. I don't know anybody, and it's hard. And so that's stressful. And my crummy brother gets to stay home with Mom. So what he's saying is that he's six. He's not very, I mean, he may be bright, but he's not sophisticated. He's six. Mm-hmm. So he's thinking, the more I act like a baby, maybe I'll get to stay home with Mom. And maybe I don't have to be in school. And at worst case, I can get Mom to, you know, I can get Mom to pay attention to me. Now, she may yell at me, but at least she'll pay attention to me. Because if I'm a good boy and go off to my room and do my homework, she pays attention to my crummy brother. So
I actually spend a lot of time with him.
Naomi.
Yes.
I'm not criticizing you as a mother.
No, Naomi,
listen to me. Listen. He had 100% of your time before. Even if you really shortchange your four-year-old, mm-hmm. he's still, from the six-year-old's point of view, he has to share you. He's not happy about that.
So
I'm not suggesting you're a bad mother. I'm suggesting that understand mm-hmm. that he had all of your time. He now has to share it. That's
right.
Not making him happy.
Okay.
So the way that we deal with this is we give him huge, huge attention for being a big boy, for being the big brother, for sitting with his brother and reading because he can read and his mm-hmm. four-year-old brother can't. And the baby talk we ignore.
Okay. Can I just say something? I did almost everything you said. I was realizing that he was...
What does almost everything mean?
I mean that I try to compensate the fact that I spend time with... To the point that my husband said that I even neglect the four-year-old at times because I spend...
But Naomi,
yes.
That isn't what I said. I didn't say neglect the four-year-old, and I said exactly the opposite. I said give him lots of attention for doing grown-up things, like reading to his brother that he can't do it, that he gets to be the big boy, that he gets to do things that the younger child can't do. So there's an advantage mm-hmm. for him being the big boy, and you ignore all the baby talk.
Okay.
So how could you have done... So I don't think you did exactly what I said. Look, I'm not suggesting you're a bad mother. I'm suggesting you have a stressed six-year-old who's smart and manipulative. So you have to think like a six-year-old does. Ignore the baby behavior. He's doing fine at school, which means this is voluntary behavior, not involuntary, and give him huge amount of credit for when he, you know, go and sit with him when he does his homework. Have him read to his baby brother. Make him understand that there's a huge advantage to behaving in the way that you want him to behave, and ignore the other. John, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. The reason I called is, how do I keep from losing patience with my ailing father?
Well, remind you, it's really a good point. Remind yourself that someday you're going to be old. Take a deep breath. You know, my guess is if it were somebody else's ailing father, you would very likely be much calmer around them, because almost all of us are. We're much nicer to strangers. If you tell me something that your father does.
You mean that's annoying? Or?
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, he's just a. He plays the victim, and he does. He has Parkinson's disease, but he's functioning very high.
Okay.
But he definitely is always, you know, I don't have enough money. And he has a little. He has enough money, or it's like, you know, nobody spends time with me and things like that.
All right. So how old is Dad?
80.
Okay. How many brothers and sisters?
One sister. And actually, that's what set me off, because I just found out that she's paying, you know, like $400 a month to help pay for a home care aide, which I just found out about. And she doesn't have a whole lot of money. I mean, she's working part-time, and I don't know.
All right, well, John, it sounds like we're talking about a bunch of different things, so let's see if we can go through them in an orderly fashion.
Okay.
Okay. Number one, your sister's relationship with your dad. I'd stay out of it. I mean, I think that if you want to, if you found out and you felt that you'd like to contribute part of that, that's fine. But I think that they're allowed to work out their own relationship. She's a grown up. He's a grown up. She may be more susceptible to his manipulation than you are, or not. But let's stay out of that one. In terms of your father playing the victim, let's look at that. And again, it's. That if we think of people at the end of their life as being very similar to the people that they were at the first of their lives, in other words, it's not that our parents are childish, but they have a lot more skills, but they'll be just as manipulative, and they'll just as manipulative for the same reason that children are manipulative, and they have no power. So if you view your dad, for example, if you said to a 5-year-old, "How are you feeling?" they might say, "Not so good," and they may be feeling fine, but by the time a child is 5, they figured out. If they say, "I'm fine," then you'll go off to the next child or the next task or whatever. And if they say, "Oh, my tummy hurts," you'll say, "Well, where does it hurt?" And what's the elderly people do exactly the same thing, except they're much better at it.
Right.
They've had a whole lifetime to figure out where our buttons are and what the terms are to say, and then they can say things like, "Well, when I die," and we go, "Ah!" So understand that. So the first thing that you never say to an elderly parent is, "How are you today?" Because you're opening the Pandora's nasty box. What you can say is, "If you're feeling terrific, there's a great new movie I thought that I would take you to this evening, and maybe we could stop and have an ice cream soda afterward." You're going to get a whole different response from that person than if you say, "How are you feeling today? What are you doing?"
I mean,
so think about your question before you ask it, and don't make it something that they can complain about, because they will.
I've noticed that. How do I get him to take better care of himself? And I guess maybe the answer is I can't.
Well, give me an example of better care.
Okay. Well, he takes about 11 pills. Some of them are for the Parkinson's, which is understandable. But then some are like, he can't pee, or he's having he's irregular and stuff like that, because he doesn't eat any fiber and he doesn't drink water, and I can see that he can't really cook for himself.
Right. Dad's alone? Mom's not around?
Yeah, no, she died when I was a kid.
Okay. What about, is it possible to get somebody in to cook for Dad?
That's what's happening. That's what the issue with my sister is I just found out that she's, paying for a lot of that. So.
Yeah.
So somebody is coming in.
And maybe if you live close enough, instead of calling Dad on the phone saying, "Hey, Dad, I thought I'd come over and make you a veggie burger." Veggie burgers have, and maybe don't tell them it's a veggie burger. Maybe just slop the cheese on it, put the tomato, put the mustard, put the ketchup on, and say, "Dad, what do you think about this?"
Yeah,
and he says, "Wow, not bad."
I get your point, though.
Yeah, if you treated your dad like a third cousin, you'd probably do better, because we don't get aggravated with our third cousins. We get aggravated with our parents, and part of the reason we get aggravated with our parents is we're feeling, "Damn, how come you're not taking care of me?" And especially if we don't feel that we were parented terribly well as a child, all that resentment kind of bubbles up of, "Why should I have to take care of you when you never took care of me?" But that's a therapeutic issue that really needs to be dealt with outside of the parent, asking the parent for what you want from them at that moment and treating them like a third cousin.
I didn't know you were psychic also. So,
yeah, great. Not bad, huh?
Fantastic.
All right. You're welcome.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's indeed the phone number, which is, let me just translate it into numbers for you if that is a little easier. 855-99-37569. 855-99-37569 is the way to get in touch with me. Today or any particular day, we're talking about contagious behavior, and we don't, you know, in some ways it's kind of interesting because I remember, like, I was giving a speech maybe 15 years ago, and someone raised their hand and they said, "Was depression contagious?" And I thought it was such a cute question, and in some ways it probably is, but we had basically thought of contagion as something that somebody sneezed on you and therefore you were going to get sick. But because the internet and talking about things going viral, that we should actually probably talk about them going bacterial, although viral may be more accurate because viruses are forever and the internet is forever, which means unhappiness is forever. But there was a story, I don't think we actually did it, which is there's a new app now that will clean up your Facebook page so it doesn't look quite so smarmy when you go to look for a job, which is kind of like tattoo removals, right? The same kind of genre. Yeah. I'm convinced that tattoo removals and yeah. hearing aids are going to be growth industries. All right, so we're talking about contagious behavior. And as always, I mean, you guys just do a wonderful, you know, a wonderful job of taking questions that sometimes are, you know, if not trivial, at least certainly limited. But and making them into something much more impressive. So there you go. All right, so let's hear what else people are saying about contagion.
Just a few more here. Stephanie says, yes, she has a few of them. She says, kindness and paying it forward.
Yep.
And she also says, overeating. She says, think of Thanksgiving and social events with family and friends where food is involved. If everyone around you is piling their plate with food, it is more likely that you do the same.
That one is probably a little more problematical for me. I'll tell you what other things that I think are contagious are buffets. I think they're just incredibly dangerous and should probably be made against the law. Just because, yeah. I mean, once you know all that food's there, and you know, I don't know, it's troublesome. But I'm not sure that I'm that much influenced by other people. I'll tell you one of the things I am influenced by, and maybe this is what you're talking about as well, is dessert. If I go to a restaurant and the other person doesn't eat dessert, if they don't eat dessert, I don't eat dessert. If they eat dessert, and it's always sharing. I really try very hard to convince people to share with me.
Especially chocolate, right?
Yeah, yeah. And I'm actually pretty good at sharing. So there you go. But if other people don't have dessert, I don't have dessert either. I started drinking iced decaf because I'll put enough... did you see they're taking aspartame out of Pepsi?
I did see that the
after all these years. Which doesn't make any sense. I mean, it was hugely controversial in the 80s, but now they're deciding, I don't know, maybe there's some new research that they're not sharing with us, but they're taking it out of Pepsi. I use Splenda rather than, which I'm sure is terrible for you as well. I mean, one of the problems about these new kinds of things is whatever the new one is, they say, oh, it's been heavily tested. But, you know, it may be heavily tested, but it hasn't been around for very long. And we know some of these things just take a while to manifest. So, but they're taking it out of Pepsi, out of Diet Pepsi. It's apparently also in Diet Coke. Look, let's face it, that the sugary drinks, soft drinks, are terrible for you. The diet ones are terrible for you. The stuff they put in them, all the dyes they put in them are terrible for you. And the bubbles aren't good for you. Other than that, they're perfect. So none of us should be drinking them, but all of us do. What can I tell you? Or I don't drink very much. Do you drink diet sodas?
Not really. I try to avoid it. I try to avoid diet and regular altogether, just because it's
not good for you.
Yeah, I mean, on occasion, if it's like if I'm at like a barbecue or something, I might have one or two, but I don't. It's not something I like to indulge in every day or.
Well, I basically don't buy it. I have a friend who brings me. Well, the only one that I ever drink is caffeine-free Dr. Pepper.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can't do the caffeine under any circumstances.
Yeah.
And so, and it's kind of like instead of a dessert, I'll try, you know, I'll do something like that.
I used to love drinking Sprite a lot when I was a kid, when I was probably in middle school and high school. Sprite was like...
That was your drug of choice.
That was it. I loved Sprite. And even now, I still like it. I just
what's the one? It's not Mountain Dew, but there's one that has basically it's clear, and it's actually very good. The diet one is pretty good. I'm trying to remember the name of it.
It's like a citrus one.
Yeah.
Like Mountain Dew kind of.
Yeah, but it's not Mountain Dew. Clear. Yeah. And it's not, I'm trying to think, something spring maybe. It's not Irish Spring, it's obviously soap. But it's something. That doesn't help, does it?
Is it made by Pepsi or Coke?
I don't know. I just know it's clear, and I haven't seen it very often.
Hmm. Maybe I'll do some digging around.
Yeah.
Next break.
Yeah, send them. It's two words, I think. It's like, it's not Mountain Dew, but it's two words. And I think it has spring in it. I think it has the word spring in it.
Okay.
I don't know. All right. So let's do some more contagion.
Sally Ann just says slumping.
Does she mean bad posture?
That's what I'm thinking that she meant.
Although, I'll tell you, bad posture tends to straighten. When I see somebody, and I can be a little bit careless sometimes, but when I see bad posture, I tend to sit up straighter.
Oh, so
and part of it, yeah, I do, because it looks so uncomfortable. And when I was a kid, my pediatricians had a nurse whose name was Gloria. And Gloria was the one, Dr. Friedman was the one who was charming, and he was just like an old-fashioned country doctor. And Gloria was the one who gave you the shots. And Gloria, at the time, I think she was what probably would have been called an old maid then, which would be a little crude. Mm-hmm. I mean, she was a really nice person, but she was about 6'2 or 6'3. Now, I realize I was short, but I think she was tall and thin, and she had dark hair, and she wore glasses, and she would slump. And I can remember thinking that it just made her look unwieldy as opposed to shorter. And then when I got my height, I've been the same height. I'm just under 5'9", and I've been that height since I was 12. And so at 12, boys are like 2 feet tall. So the idea being that, you know, I would try and be... But Gloria had convinced me that slumping doesn't make you look short. It just makes you look ungainly. So I was never a slumper.
One more here before we go to break.
Okay.
George says laughing and the and abuse of discretion and power.
I think let's start next hour with that, because I have some comments about all three of them. 855-993-7569. I would love to hear from you on the phone. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-94 GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.